I'd have thought even Guerdsmen would have more respect for a paladin. Even Guerdsmen? Leith flushed. Lady, your pardon, it was unseemly. Pox shook her head. Leith, these may not have been Guerdsmen. While you are here, try not to remember all you were told of Guerdsmen by the Phocians, eh? I am a Guerdsman. Yes, I know, I'm sorry, truly. She looked suddenly worried. Is he? The Duke? No, but his wife was. And she is dead. He must marry again, will he, do you think? Pox thought a moment. Leith, if he has given his word, he will do more. He is that kind of man. He has said he will take the kingdom. I dare say he knows what that means, and will do more than his duty. But I am not one to speak of king's weddings.
You spoke to the crown prince?
Yes.
And what is he like, may I ask? Will he be an ally of Leonya?
He seemed nice enough. Pox did not know how to explain that she could sense only strong evil and good, not the average mixture most men carried. As well, she had no experience of princes. If he had been a recruit or a squire, she would have been well pleased with him, but as a prince, she had to hope the same qualities would serve. They were interrupted by a polite knock on the outer door. Leith rose at once to answer it. Pox waited at the table. Leith came back with a curious expression on her face.
It's a boy. He wants to see you. He says he knows you.
Knows me? Pox looked down at herself quickly. She couldn't receive anyone in a bathrobe, even with silver clasps. But Leith was already handing her a clean undershirt.
Here. Says he's a young Marakai. Oris Marakai. Did you ever meet such a one?
Pox remembered the boy she'd met her first night in Finn Paneer, and often thereafter.
Oris, yes.
Fourth son, I think. Thanks. She looked at the mail and decided against it, pulling on her sword belt over her clothes instead. Then she went through to the front room. Oris had grown even taller, and looked much older in his squire's livery, the dark green and blue of Kostvan House, piped in the red and green of his father's colors. His black hair was longer, cropped just below his ears, but he had no facial hair. He stood stiffly by the door until Pox was halfway across the room, then grinned as widely as ever.
Pox! I mean, Lady Poxenarian, I'm sorry, but they said, and I kept telling them you would come back. You look...
He paused, examining her with his head cocked.
Fine, he finished. But don't you have mail? Silver mail?
Pox found herself laughing. Even Leith was smiling.
I have mail, Oris, but even paladins take it off now and then.
Oh. He looked crestfallen. I was hoping... When Juris, that's my brother who's Kurgan, said he'd seen you today, I wanted to come, and then I could say I saw it, you see?
I see.
You wanted to make an impression on the other squires, eh?
Oris blushed as red as the clothes he had worn that first night.
Well, Pox, Lady Poxenarian, it's like this.
You're the youngest squire, said Pox, inexorably, and they tease you, and when you told them about your three estates, someone pounded you, didn't they?
Yes, but, and you think this will get you out of some scrape?
You didn't used to be like this, said Oris.
No, and you used to be a little boy. Now you're a young man, not my pet brother. You are the fourth son of a powerful duke, and you should have better things to think about than impressing other squires by claiming acquaintance with a paladin.
Oris nodded.
I'm sorry. I'm not.